Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, dude, I'm ready. How about you?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Finally. We took a break last week for reasons.
Yeah.
Now we got to get back into it.
Yeah. Man, your audio levels are so high right now. And so are mine.
Really?
Mine are too. I don't know what's going on.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah, until it fucking peaks and clips.
Fine, I won't yell.
Yell, dude. That's what we do.
Oh, I might get a little testy about this one. This is some stuff, boy. Woo!
Did you say testy?
Balls deep.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, whoa. What are you drinking tonight?
Oh, you spotted me with my beverage, eh? I just got a 60-minute. I only have one left, so I had to bring down a Corona with me as well.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Now you're mixing stuff.
No, not... Well, they mix in my belly. Yeah, they mix in my belly, but...
It's all right. Jim Brewer had a whole thing about mixing beers. And it's only trouble when you start mixing in liquor into the party.
Yeah. Yeah, I can attest to that.
Yeah.
Especially when you're mixing the liquor in your beer.
Woo. And they're both tasty.
Yeah. It's a good combo. In your mouth. But
yeah. And two of them is probably the best you could do. That's probably, it's not too much, it's not too little. If you stick to two and then drop those and then go on to something a little lighter.
Yeah, I think I might have had four.
Yeah, it's too many, yeah. Probably.
That's too many, according to you.
I guess you better warn everybody what that was. That was the chocolate Yingling porter.
Yeah, and the screwball peanut butter whiskey.
Yep, you don't need a whole lot of those.
No, it was. I'm not a mixer. You know, I don't really mix things unless like a Captain and Coke or a Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
Other than that, I drink shit straight. But I mixed these, and I was like, ooh, that's pretty good.
And we suggested it, because I thought it was tasty, too. But I don't know why I didn't have any of those then.
Yeah, you didn't have any. You didn't even have any of my Yinglings, did you?
No, I think that's probably why, because I bought them. They were for you.
Oh, I wouldn't give a shit, man. Come on. Are you kidding?
It's all right. I had other stuff.
What do you have right now?
Oh, just good old cream ale. Nothing crazy. When I went to the beer distributor to get that cream ale, I've never seen it before. I didn't even know it was a thing, even though I'm a Genesee fan. But they had Genesee Ice. I don't know what it is. I might get it next time I see it.
Maybe it's like a Bud Ice.
I don't know. What's special about Bud Ice?
I don't know.
All right, cool.
Isn't Natty Ice, does that have more alcohol in it?
I don't know.
I'm thinking of a Natty Daddy.
Maybe?
But I don't know. Bud Light Platinum has more alcohol.
Is that why it's platinum?
I don't know. They just get assigned it a fucking rare metal and then jack the price up on it, I guess.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Isn't there a Bud that is high energy? Isn't it like an energy drink but an energy beer?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if Bud makes one.
It's a conflict of interest there, isn't it?
That's beer. That's the Four Locos.
Well, there's four things in that one, isn't there?
I thought it was just alcohol and energy drink, basically. I don't know.
Isn't it mixed with something in marijuana? THC, CBD, I don't know, something.
Four Locos?
Yeah.
Maybe they used to be, then. They can't be anymore, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know, man. I stay away from those. I stay away from energy drinks, too.
I don't mind an energy drink here and there. I've never tried a Four Loko. I would try one.
Maybe just buy one.
I would just buy one, yeah. You see me on the fucking news. I'm scaling the Empire State Building. Ah! Just going nuts, dude.
We're going streaking in the quad.
I just hop on a four-wheeler because I don't know what the quad is.
Oh, you never saw that Will Ferrell movie?
Yeah.
You're so hopped up on the Four Loko, you drive the four-wheeler up the Empire State Building.
Yep. I put a little bit of it in the gas tank.
Helium in the tires.
You got to have helium in the tires.
If you're going to scale a building. All right. Where do you want to start with this thing, man? This is like every conspiracy theory combined into one, and then it just projected everywhere.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously we're doing Bluebeam, and we talked about doing this mainly because there's so much talk about, oh, it's going to happen soon, they're setting us up for it. The whole idea is pretty fucking wild, but people think that we're being set up for it to happen soon because, you know, they've released alien videos or UFO videos. They're like, I don't know what this is. So people are saying, oh, that's them practicing.
That sounds about right, that they have been practicing. But could the fact that they are releasing stuff and officially talking about this stuff, could that be them like a soft disclosure so that people don't absolutely panic and run into the streets going absolutely nuts when it actually happens?
When Bluebeam actually happens?
Bluebeam, or if they reveal wholeheartedly that aliens do exist or there's something else out there.
Well, I think the two are very different. I think if they know there's aliens, I don't think they're going to attempt Bluebeam.
Okay. Interesting.
Because I believe that unless the aliens are in on it, but I would think the aliens could just say, here we are, and that's enough to kind of fuck the whole world. You know, I don't think they have to go through with this elaborate plan that, according to Serge Manast, not Sergey, people. I heard somebody say fucking Sergey. There's no I in this man's name, and he's a fucking French-Canadian. He's not a Russian dictator.
Sergey Manas.
But according to Serge Manast, well, fuck, where was I going with this?
Oh, soft disclosure, aliens.
I thought you had
According to him.
Nah, I don't fucking know.
According to him, though, this is all part of the scheme. Like, the stuff that I read from him, he breaks it down. Like, you're going to see this, you're going to see this, you're going to see this, and then prepare your ass for this.
Yeah, there's steps. There's like four steps, according to this, to basically implement the new age religion that has the Antichrist at the fucking head, dude.
It just blows my mind. All this stuff is coming together into one, like, big-ass thing. It seems like everything you read, like, well, yeah, that could be part of Project Bluebeam. Yeah, that thing could, too. What? Shit? That one?
Yeah, exactly. It's really strange. Project Bluebeam. There's a good chance I'm going to say Blue Book several times in this because I get them confused. But he wrote, I guess it was an article, Serge Manast did, called NASA's Project Bluebeam in 1994.
Now, how would he know anything about what NASA's doing when he is this French-Canadian socialist?
I believe I read that he had, like, connections with people who were, I don't know if they were currently in the government or if they had previously been, but
okay,
he was told this stuff, allegedly.
And the thing is, since we are both stupid Americans, we can't watch any of his videos because they're all in French.
Yeah.
Because I looked up Project Bluebeam on YouTube, and there was nonstop, just straight up French stuff. Like, okay, I guess I'm not going down that avenue.
Yeah. I took French in high school, and I didn't do so hot, buddy. I can count to, like, it's like, un, deux, trois, quatre. Okay, I guess I can count to four, because I can't remember what five is.
Do you know where the bathroom is? Can you ask where the bathroom is in French?
No.
Oui, oui.
I got a wee wee.
Yes, yes. Baguette.
Eiffel Tower.
Oh, you can see that from everywhere. He just points at it.
So the first step that they're going to do for this, so he says it's NASA who's going to be implementing this. And did you see what years that it was supposed to happen? It was supposed to happen in like 1983 originally.
That was early on in his career, wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah. Well, he knew about this for a while before he wrote this article. or this whatever it is. But I think it was supposed to happen in like 1983, and then it got pushed to like 95, then like 98 and 2000. So you know, these doomsday I don't know what to call them. Not a doomsday prepper, but a doomsday predictors. They're always like, oh, no. You know what? I went back. I reread the text, and it's actually going to happen on this day and this year.
We miscalculated. We didn't carry the one far enough.
Yeah. It's okay. It happens to actually, not just about all of them. It happens to all of them.
All of them. You know what? Maybe the guy who was punching out the Mayan calendar in the stone, he was punching out with the chisel, and oops, he switched positions of the one and the two, because it was supposed to happen in 2012, but here we are, 2021. Uh-oh.
Yeah, and then he looks over at the leader, and he's like, you know what? We're not even going to fucking be here for it. Don't worry about it, all right? Just leave it as is.
We're already packing up. You know, most of the families are already gone. We're just going to be spreading out down in South America and stuff. It's not even called South America yet, but we've already predicted it. It's over here on this stone.
So he says there's four steps to this. Okay. So the first step, they're going to engineer earthquakes. They're going to fake Well, I don't know if they're going to fake earthquakes. I don't think you can really fake an earthquake, but they're going to make them happen.
Through the media, because there was a hell of a lot of them in 2020.
Well, I think according to how this would work, I would assume they have something underground to shake shit up a little bit, and then they're like, oh my God, look what we just found. Jesus was in fact a female.
Oh shit.
Basically, what the first step of this is to fuck up everyone's religion.
Falsify the deities and falsify the religions.
Yeah, they're going to find error in all the fundamental religious doctrines. So, you know, be it Buddhism. They're like, you know what? This dude was actually pretty skinny, and, you know, he liked to kick puppies. There's proof of it right here.
Right here. He didn't just meditate on kicking puppies. He actually kicked the puppies.
Yeah.
Not just his astral form. Fucking physically on the earth plane.
He would just show up every time a mama puppy, a mama puppy, the fuck? Every time a mama dog would give birth to a litter of puppies, and he'd just start fucking hacky-sacking them. You know, he'd pick one up and say, you know, see how many fucking hackies he could get. Like he was a college kid on the quad, you know?
And that's why we have runts in every litter these days, because it's an evolution. Buddha picked up one. Kicked it around a bit, and that's the one that's got all fucked up, and it's all jacked up, and that's just part of the litter now.
That's it, man.
It's evolution, baby. Darwinism and Buddhism coming together.
Are we part of Bluebeam? Did we just falsify some doctrine in Buddhism? That's how runs came to be. That is Buddhist lore.
That was pretty good.
So that's the first plan.
Is to falsify the doctrines. That whole thing messes me up, dude. So at some point, if you run down that train of thoughts, at some point they're going to find these things. Like, they're constantly digging through the pyramids, finding new shit in pyramids. This one's been mummified this way, and we're unveiling this book, and finally we can decipher the Dead Sea Scrolls, all that stuff.
Yeah, but what if the answer isn't at the pyramid? You know what I mean? They could say, you know, we were looking over here, and wouldn't you know it, an earthquake just uncovered something 10 miles east of here, and we just fucking found out how they built these things, and turns out it was an alien. You know what I mean? So I don't think they're going to do it at specific religious sites or historic sites.
Oh.
They could really do it anywhere.
Yeah, like the one thing that just kept coming to my mind, the one thing that was a kind of a big deal last year, at the end of the year, those damn monoliths.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's just some random thing, and everybody's like, oh, I don't know what it is. Where did that come from? And then they scapegoat this artist just plopped it out there in the middle of the desert, and now it's gone?
Yeah. I mean, it could really be something just like that, but that is uncovered by an earthquake itself. So something they found buried, you know, or they could say, oh my God, we just found Jesus's skeleton. Wouldn't you know it, he was here with a little boy that matches the DNA. That's Jesus had a kid.
Oh my God.
And then Christians would be like, what the, what? No, he didn't.
That's not in Corinthians anywhere.
So basically what the beginning goal is, it's to kind of fuck with everyone. Everyone who has a religious belief, they're going to be questioning it. And then I guess when you're questioning it, it makes you a little more
open to other suggestions, maybe?
Yeah. But the problem is, and we're going to find out how they combat this later on, you're going to have people saying, no, this is bullshit. You're lying. You fucking made this up. And they're not going to believe it at all. But, you know, they're prepared for that. They know that's going to happen. So that's why they got to take it further and further and further with this whole plan.
So I'm pretty sure I learned this lesson from my parents. Not that I lied often, but to cover your first lie, you have to tell three more lies.
Yeah.
And you can't just wipe it away. A white lie is one thing, but if you're going to out and out lie, you're going to have to lie even more to keep it going.
Yeah, like a white lie, like, no, honey, you look good in those jeans. That's a white lie. You know, you're not really hurting anybody. If you said the truth that you didn't like those jeans, you could be potentially hurting your wife or your significant other or whatever. It's just a white lie. No big deal. But if you said, no, honey, you know what? I got to work late. And then you go to the bar with your friends and her best friend sees you.
Oh, shit.
Now you got a fucking problem. You know,
yep.
Now you got to tell more lies. More lies. You got to cover it up. No, I was. What? No.
He asked me to come. I went there in support of him. It was after. Yeah, I worked. And then I went there, met him there. I just got there.
Business meeting at the bar.
Yeah, see, you gotta keep going. You gotta improv. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm. Not worth it.
Totally not worth it. But is Project Bluebeam worth it?
I'll tell you my judgments on Bluebeam at the end. But
the thing that I read was did you go down the steps of what they plan on doing? Breakdown of archaeological knowledge. We said that.
Uh-huh.
Strategic artificial earthquakes. Discrediting of global religions. That's all step one.
Yeah.
And now, according to this text, I don't know if it was in the text that you went through, step two starts with a gigantic space show, UFOs, and a new messiah.
Oh, actually, could I stop you real quick? I just forgot something about part one.
Okay.
The first one isn't to discredit, like, Buddhism and stuff like that. The first step is mainly targeted at Christians and Muslims.
Because those are the big ones.
Yeah. They're like the biggest ones on the planet right now. So that's their goal. They're not aiming at Buddhists. And so basically Christians who, you know, there was the Christian Crusades, right?
Yeah.
There's a war because of Christians or involving Christians and Muslims. You know, we know stuff that they've done. I'm not saying Muslims are bad. I'm saying, like, we know what they do in the name of their faith.
Yes.
So Christians and Muslims both, if you break down their religion, that's a huge shakeup.
That's seriously going to upset somebody.
Right. A lot of people.
Oh yeah. There's a significant number of the population of people that's gonna pretty much piss off.
All right, you can go back to your step two. Sorry, I just wanted to reiterate it's Christians and Muslims, and they're not really focused on the other ones right away.
But the I don't know if we're there yet. Now, we won't go there yet.
You're talking about the deities?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess we can go there a little bit. So they're focusing on the bigger religions, the more popular religions right now. But what does that do for or in the beginning, this step in the process. Mm-hmm. They'll be focusing on breaking down those particular religions.
Right.
But what does that do for the lesser religions? The atheists even out there, like the Muhammads and the, well, I said the atheists and the Scientologists and the Jehovah's.
Well, I think that plays a part in the issue I take with this whole plan and the issue I take with the belief in this plan.
It's going to get a little wishy-washy.
I don't think this is going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen as concisely as this text from Serge Manasse says. It's not going to be down these steps.
Yeah.
It's something else is going to have to come forth, or they're going to have to, somebody's going to have to get creative as fuck to, if they're going to actually execute this thing.
Yeah.
The technology fully exists, I believe. And I believe it's pretty much in place. They just got to figure out a hell of a creative way to execute it.
Yeah, I mean, what was it, 2012? Fucking Tupac was at Coachella.
Yeah.
With a hologram.
Did you know, even before that, they projected a hologram of Prince Charles to some place in 2008, I believe?
No.
I think it was down this text. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Because it showed exactly how they did it. I think it was, yep, there it goes. Holographic technology. So Prince Charles or King Charles or something, he projected, or they projected him to Abu Dhabi from England. 7,000 miles away, they projected him he was up on stage, because the way they did it, they projected the video down to a reflective surface, and then it projected out to a transparent foil, and then it made it look like he was standing on the stage. And this was in 2008.
Wow.
I don't know how good it actually looked then, because we didn't have HD and 4K. And well, now the 8K technology exists.
They're probably already working on 16K and 32K.
Yeah, somebody is dropping in some freaking stuff on some computer chip someplace.
I'm sure it's far beyond what we're getting, you know, in our Samsung TVs.
Oh, yeah. For sure. That's the commercial. That's the retail part of it.
Yeah, it's shit that, you know, back in the fucking 50s, they probably had 4K TVs in the military.
Well, yeah, no shit. It was already flat. They didn't fuck around with electrons.
But that's what step two involves, right? The holograms.
Well, we didn't even say what the holograms would be.
Right, yeah, you were getting ready to talk about step two, and then I cut you off to talk about the main focus of step one.
Which, you know, we already poked holes in that, because the main focus of step one is to break down religions, and they're targeting Christians and Muslims first, but that's leaving out everybody else who either doesn't believe in anything or believes in something totally different.
Well, I think the main goal here is, they know that Christians and Muslims are going to give the biggest fight.
Okay.
I mean, can you imagine a bunch of monks going and fighting? You know, like, Buddhists aren't going to fight, like, literally fight. Where Christians have proved in the past that they would literally fight for their beliefs.
Yes. There's another part of this text that I read. What was it? Americans becoming less Christian as over a quarter follow no religion. The decline of religion in the West. Organized religion is losing its followers. So the way this text reads is it's actually already breaking down. So using a Christian deity is going to be like meh to some. Come to the point, huh?
I was saying yeah, but would it? If I was an atheist. And I look up and I see a big fucking Jesus.
A big ass Jesus being projected into the clouds.
I'm like,
it's going to make you stop and think, brother.
Oh, shit. Maybe I was wrong. Holy shit, that's Jesus.
And when I said about the technology being there, I mean, last year, we know for sure, because we saw it ourselves, Elon Musk released all those, the hell's it called?
Skynet. No, Starlink. Skynet's coming, don't worry.
We were standing out there, because I walked outside, I took the dog out one night, and I looked up, and I'm like, what the fuck? It was like 14, it looked like 14 stars just moving in a line going south. And I immediately texted you, dude, go outside, look south. There's stars moving.
It was crazy, yeah.
And we're like 400 miles apart.
Yeah, it was a strange sight, man. And then you could see it for several nights in a row, but they would progressively get closer to the horizon to a point where we couldn't see them anymore.
Right. And the idea behind, they tell us, Starlink is to, you know, spread the love of the internet as far as you can go. And even Zuckerberg wanted to do that, or wants to do that, for lesser countries. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, I mean,
third world countries and stuff like that, for better communications, better, I don't know, keep an eye on everybody, some spy stuff. Or perhaps to project some sort of messiah upon the clouds.
No, I heard in a podcast, it was just in a podcast, so I didn't look this up or anything, but I heard that we already have satellites in space that we know of, or not in space, in orbit. I guess, is that space? I don't know. But that do have the ability to project. So, you think Elon Musk, the next possible supervillain or superhero, we don't know yet. His parents haven't been killed yet, or his girlfriend hasn't been stolen from him yet.
Give him a minute. He's got a baby now, so.
Can you imagine? What if it's Elon Musk as the good guy, Jeff Bezos as the fucking bad guy?
It's funny you say that, because I just saw, literally just now, as we were recording, I signed up for breaking news from New York Post, whatever it is. He's stepping down as CEO of Amazon next year.
What?
Yeah, Bezos is stepping down.
Huh, I wonder why. I mean, what the fuck, why not, right? You got a fucking $1 trillion.
Yeah, exactly. He may as well leave out the rest of his life without being in touch with anybody.
Yeah.
Unless he's going behind the scenes now.
That's possible. I mean, you got enough money.
Look, if I was a multi-trillionaire, I would see ya.
Yeah, you got enough, man. You got...
Check out.
That's enough. You know.
Even his ex-wife is stupid, filthy rich. Because of him.
Because of him, yeah.
But he didn't stop making wealth. She got half of whatever he had then. And then she's doing whatever she's doing with it, but then he just kept making more.
How much did she get? Do you have any idea?
No idea.
Enough. Look.
Plenty.
I know I keep saying enough, but you got enough, okay?
Look, man, me and my wife, we and the kids, we're good with less than 100K per year together. We are doing just fine. So if I had $1 million and we lived on less than 100K, we wouldn't have to work for 10 years if we survived on that alone. But I would definitely figure out a way to build interest and live on the interest. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think you would find ways to spend that money.
For sure.
Honestly, because I think the same thing. If I had, you know, say you get a raise, say you get a big raise, say you get another job, you're making 20,000 more a year, 10,000 more a year. Yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck because you're finding other ways to spend that money.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, whether it's subconsciously or whatever. So I think maybe even, you know, millionaires, they're probably living, I know they're living well beyond what they need to be.
Yeah.
So step two, we didn't actually say what step two, maybe we should do step two, take a break, and then get into the last two steps.
Okay.
So do you have actual step two, or you want me to say what step two is?
The text that I have is gigantic space show, UFOs, and Messiah projected into everybody's headspace.
Yeah, so basically what their plan is,
what do you
step
have?
Two is going to show all the deities. You're going to get a big Buddha in the Buddhist region. You're going to get a big Jesus in the Christian region. Shit, say my internet is unstable. Fuck, I hope it doesn't cut out.
You're good.
Okay. Now, this is also something. I believe Allah does not have a form.
Was it Allah or was it Muhammad?
Muhammad, you're not allowed to do a picture of him. So he has to have a form. I believe Allah does not have a form. He had never been on Earth.
Where the fuck's he at?
I don't know. But this is another issue I have with this. Now, Serge, I assume, was a Christian, judging by the way he's saying all this is going to come about.
Okay.
So he's writing this, assuming that all other religions work the same as Christianity, and they don't.
No.
So I just finished God of War.
Oh, excellent.
Norse mythology is way different than Christianity.
Yeah, dude.
So I don't know if, you know, they're going to have a big Odin come down, you know, and, but essentially what's going to happen is, go ahead.
I was just going to say, just imagine freaking Odin coming out of the sky, starts declaring shit in Old Norse.
Fucking Thor comes. Was Thor some drunk asshole?
They
really made it out to seem like he was some drunk asshole.
I think for the most part, he's a pretty boy, kind of drunk asshole, and he's trust fund baby.
Yeah. You play that game yet?
I didn't play that one yet.
Fucking get it, man!
Hold on, I gotta recover from the purchase I just made.
It's true. So all these deities are gonna show up in the sky.
The specific deities of specific regions, but the thing that, what if somebody who is big into Norse mythology is hanging out in South America or something? Is he going to see Odin come out of the sky?
Well, no. He's going to see that deity, whatever in South America, whatever it is.
Of that region.
Yeah.
Right there, if somebody is somewhere else, they're like, nah, man, this is not my fucking savior. This is not who I'm going to spend eternity with. Right there, I'd be like, something's fucky.
Initially, yes. But what's going to happen is you're going to see all of them. This is going to be broadcast across all news stations, probably all fucking TV stations.
Phones. I was just thinking about that, too, because that, when Trump was in office, he actually implemented being able to hit all emergency broadcasts, anybody's phone, anybody's device, anytime.
I thought that had always been a thing.
I don't think so, because Amber Alert didn't go on phones until fairly recently, I believe.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know
that. And it's regional, too.
Yeah, well, I did know that was regional.
Right there, that kind of tells you technology pretty much exists. If you can just, boop, there it is.
Yeah. So, this is going to be broadcast. And the next part of this step, all these deities are going to crash into one another and form one new deity.
One super deity.
Oh, yeah. And basically this new deity is going to say, look, we are all one. We look different to you, but we were all the same thing all along. And that's going to fuck Christians up big time. That's going to fuck up. Yeah. It's going to fuck up a lot of religions. But Christians and Muslims, I do question the Muslims, though, because aren't the Muslims Allah?
I'm pretty sure.
Aren't they the ones that cartoonishly yell Allah Akbar?
Yeah.
So
Muslim is the Islam religion. Islam is an Abrahamic monotheistic religion teaching that Muhammad I looked up Muslim religion.
Oh, okay. All right. So
Islam is an Abrahamic monotheistic religion teaching that Muhammad is a messenger of God. It is the world's second largest religion with 1.9 billion followers. Or 25.9% of the world's population, known as Muslims.
Muhammad is the prophet.
Who's Allah?
Allah is the God.
Okay.
Muhammad is essentially their Jesus. Muhammad was here.
He's a messenger of God. Okay.
Correct. Muhammad is the prophet.
And the God's name is Allah.
I believe that's right. Yeah. So they're okay. they're gonna crash into each other, and well, there's actually I believe there's another step to part two, but you know, we'll come back to that. You want to do the break and then come back to it, or what?
Yeah, sure. We'll just take a break, collect our thoughts. Is your God looking down upon you? You know your God is looking down upon you. You have the faith. You have faith that your God, whoever that God is looking down upon you. But what if that day came where that God is actually looking down on you?
Yeah, so, you know, I've said before, I'm consider myself Christian, and I've thought about this. And as much as I'd like to see Jesus come back, I might be a little fucking scared if Jesus actually came back.
Because you read that part of the Bible that said, when Jesus is back, oh shit.
Yeah, and then you wonder, like, fuck, am I ready? Like, did I do what I was supposed to do and all this? And then the scary thing is, when they merge into what Serge calls Maitreya.
What? I didn't know it had a name.
Well, he writes, the result of these deliberately staged events will be to show the world the new Christ, the new Messiah, Maitreya, for the immediate implementation of the new world religion. Enough truth will be foisted upon an unsuspecting world to hook them into the lie. And then here's a quote. Even the most learned will be deceived.
So, you know, you had me as a religious statement right up until you said the most learned will be deceived. So the whole thing is one big-ass government conspiracy. One big-ass New World Order conspiracy. So bring all the deities together, and then you can control everyone, right?
Yes.
Or you can have a voice. Everybody's listening to you. Not necessarily control everybody, but now your voice is going to be heard. Whoever is portraying that deity at the time will be heard.
Yeah, so like, if I was in on the whole thing, and then I am the voice of Maitreya or whatever.
Yeah.
Does Maitreya mean something and maybe not a name?
I don't know. Because the way you were talking, it sounds like Serge is for sure Christian.
Yes.
But he is spinning everything into this major New World Order, potentially some sort of unified world order thing. And it's false. It's false as in it's not actually religious, is what I mean.
Right, yeah. So it's strange because he is, so assuming he is Christian.
Okay.
Why would he think they could get away with this? In my in my eyes, as a, you know, I'm not a great Christian, obviously, because I'm like, fuck this, fuck that, you know, I drink beer. But, you know, I have my beliefs, and that's my beliefs.
Yeah, the Christian belief is one true God. I suppose the Muslim belief is also one true God.
They're actually very, very similar.
Yeah, but I was going to say, there's a couple of different areas that are kind of, they don't exactly, the Venn diagram is not exactly a circle. Know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, there's, you know, there's a lot in the middle, but there's also a lot on the outsides, too.
Yeah, it's a warped polygon Venn diagram.
Yeah.
So one true God, I guess my point is, if you are the truest of true believers, how are you going to, if you're the faithiest faither of all the faithers, I've just made up all the words, you're welcome. How is this stupid thing in the sky that's just blending with everybody else going to sway you?
Well, I guess my issue is, I don't think God would allow it.
You're talking about the Tower of Babel.
Well, yeah, yes and no. They were trying to reach God.
Together.
Yeah. Yeah.
They unified to reach God. So now it's almost the opposite. There are forces at play, according to all this, there's forces at play that are coming together to become God.
Yes. But I don't think, I don't want to keep pushing my belief, but I don't think God would allow his people to be deceived in such a way.
So there's always going to be something. There's going to be a trick. There's going to be a little monkey. Yeah, a monkey. A monkey wrench in the works.
I think they might try it. I think it's always going to fail. It's just my belief. I don't think it would ever happen.
Something is always going to, you know, somebody didn't plug in the right wire.
Yeah.
Clark Griswold, he didn't flip the switch to turn the lights on.
In the garage. They're right there in the garage. Yeah. He could have flipped the switch.
Right there. Yeah. That's how bad you're going to fuck it up. Like, somebody's going to forget to turn on the section of Jesus where it's his right side, his right abdomen area.
Yeah.
And that whole section is just going to be missing. Be like, I can see the moon. There's the moon right there.
Start flickering.
Did you fucking change the bulb, dude? Did you put an Edison bulb in? Seriously? Somebody's using meters instead of empirical units. And Jesus' head's real small up in the sky. Shrunken head, Jesus. Fuck, he wasn't supposed to be here.
That's the voodoo Jesus.
It's like Bitcoin, some digital voodoo. We don't know what's going on with that.
They're expecting some backlash. Because they know, like, the most staunch Christians and the most staunch Muslims, they're going to be like, nah, look, I read my book and this is not right.
Look, I'm about to send right now. That's fucking bullshit. Please forgive me.
Yeah.
For I have sinned. I will cast the first stone.
So what they're going to do? They're going to fucking rapture Christians, dude.
Who are? Oh, the whole blue beam thing.
The government, they're going to fuck. And there's a thought that these alien abductions, I don't know if you've heard of them, Mr. Travis Walton.
Well, that guy.
Yeah, that was a practice run.
Ooh.
To see if they can actually pull humans up.
Damn, they've been practicing for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're getting really fucking good at it now.
Betty and Barney Hill?
Probably. So they're going to rapture these Christians and just fucking put them somewhere. Like, I don't know, maybe some island they found that they won't put on maps yet. They're going to put them there.
Is that the pyramids down in Antarctica? Buzz Aldrin found? Something like that? I don't know. I think I just read something like that.
He was down there and he got sick and had to... I think he saw him and got sick and had to come back or something.
Didn't he put something on Twitter about, the evil's there. There's the evil.
You know, you ever watch SpongeBob?
Yep.
Yeah, you know Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy?
Yeah.
I equate Buzz Aldrin to, like, Mermaid Man. You know, the old senile superhero, like... Because Buzz Aldrin, this dude was on the moon, right?
Yeah.
But, he's a little loco right now. He's punching reporters in the face and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, so can you trust that guy?
Wait, was that Buzz Aldrin that punched the guy in the face?
Was it Buzz... I saw that on a Flat Earth thing. When we were studying Flat Earth, I saw that on there. The guy was kind of... He wasn't exactly honest with Buzz Aldrin when he came up.
He was being a dick.
Like, yeah, he was being kind of a dick. And Buzz Aldrin was not... He wasn't fucking playing around, boy. Punched that guy right outside the building. I got you on tape. Couldn't talk over his fat lip.
My fist was round just like the earth is round.
Bow! Watch this. You want to see some stars? I'm about to show you some stars, son.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to light your world up, buddy. I'm about to eclipse your brain.
Space puns.
So, in this article, Serge wrote, the project has perfected the ability for some devices referred to as tractor beams by UFOologists or UFOlogists to lift up an enormous number of people as in a rapture and whisk the entire group into a never never land. We see tests of this device in the abduction of humans by those mysterious little alien greys who snatch people out of their beds and through windows into waiting motherships. The calculated resistance to the universal religion and the new messiah and the ensuing holy wars will result in the loss of human life on a scale never imagined before in all of human history.
Now talk about population control. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be like, okay, just pit everybody against each other. We'll just, we'll bring out the big hollow Jesus whenever, you know, when the dust clears. We'll just project him right on the dust. Fuck it.
Yeah.
So the one thing, I read it or I listened to it somewhere, but the idea of that kind of rapture, yes, they could, I would believe that the technology exists, that to like tractor beam technology. But also, if they are as good at projecting shit as we think they are, they would also project people being raptured. It would just be a projection of people being raptured. It would be some actual people, but there would also be plenty of projections of people.
Well, I think the issue here is I went a little out of line. So when, once Jesus gets here, then the rapture happens.
Hollow Jesus.
Yes. Then the rapture happens. So then it looks legit. And then, so it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with the Christians like saying like, nah, this isn't real. It's Jesus shows up, starts talking to us, raptures them, sends them off to fucking, you know, whatever island, you know. And then
it's on the equator or not. We don't know.
Equator. It's flat. It's round. It's a donut. Who knows? You know. So then after that happens, then they all merge into one. But they are they are really going to fight back against the Christians who don't believe this. And you know how they're going to do it?
How?
They're going to beam thoughts into their heads.
Telepathy.
Yeah.
Synthetic telepathy.
They're going to make them act like they're possessed.
Oh, shit. Synthetic telepathy. So there was a thing that I saw in what I'm reading about army developing synthetic telepathy.
Really? No.
Yeah. So that is fucking wild. And when I thought of that, that made me think of people with, you know, compromised senses. If you can't see holographic Jesus in the sky, you're not going to believe in holographic Jesus in the sky. If you can't hear holographic Jesus spitting out whatever he's spitting out, the word of holographic Jesus, then it's not going to matter. If you're deaf and blind, well, you're just going to sit on the couch and wait.
Yeah. Actually, that's, I mean, if this happened back in Helen Keller's days, how's she going to know?
Yes, you know exactly.
I'm not making fun of Helen Keller, but I'm saying, like, someone in that situation, how are they going to have a fucking clue what's going on?
Right. Or if somebody is just completely checked out, nobody's going to know.
I did read, or I heard, I can't remember which, that the deities will speak to everyone in their own head. It won't be audible. And that kind of goes in line with these alien contacts, right? Because they all say, you know, they spoke to us telepathically. So maybe the whole thing has been a fucking test.
Since the early days.
Yeah, holy crap. The deity will speak to you in your language, in your head. So you can have your headphones on like we do right now, but I'm still getting, oh, God, Jesus is talking to me right now, you know.
Somebody's in my head. It's not me this time.
Yeah, you could be at a fucking Slayer concert. And, you know, and then fucking Jesus starts talking to you. You're like, shit, I better get out of here because I probably shouldn't be here when Jesus comes back. You know?
You're in the mosh pit, dusting yourself in the mosh pit, and Jesus is in your head. Oh, shit. Yeah. I better go.
Yeah. The weird thing is everyone's going to get it. So you could be at that Slayer concert and then poof, everyone's like, just stops. Like, what the fuck?
Just this, somehow this energy gets into your head and it starts... It's a speaking energy in your head. Mind-blowing, potentially, literally.
You remember those, it was when we were kids, dude. What do they call it? I don't remember. Rock Pops, maybe? They were lollipops that when you put them in your mouth and you, like, bit down on them, the music would play through that. And because it was resonating in your mouth, you could hear it in your head. You don't remember those?
I think they existed in the time that I was getting out of going with mom and papa up to the convenience store and getting candies and stuff. I think it was just a step beyond. I was already a little bit past that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I don't know if my kids got that, but isn't that like bone induction audio or something?
Yeah, it's something similar because they make headphones where they don't actually play shit in your ears. They like hit your cheekbones or something like that, and it.
Yeah, don't they like strap on like the back of your ears? Your
ears maybe
just
it
basically
is.
Basically, a handle, and it just kind of sits on the back of your ears. It's like a, you know, it helps people with a hearing impairment. So there you go. I guess that's how they would get to the people with the hearing impairment.
Yeah.
They just, whatever sound, however the sound is produced, it just goes into your freaking bones and it gets you.
Yeah, so basically what I'm getting at is the consumer world had shit that didn't involve your ears and you could still hear stuff.
Already.
Yeah. Back in the day. And now, who knows what is possible?
Yeah.
I'm not saying they can or they can't beam stuff into your head from a fucking Starlink satellite. But I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibility.
No, that's freaking crazy. Hasn't there been quite a few, pretty sure I've seen it a couple of times in recent times, about the microwave technology kind of getting to people. It's sort of, I don't know if there's a, not the brown noise, white noise, brown noise sort of thing, but there's like a deep rumbling, supposedly some sort of sound will cause you to lose your mind. Like you start, it's a artificially induced panic attack or fight or flight.
Yeah, I believe, I don't know if it's a conspiracy or if it's been proven, but there's, the military's used this or they've looked into using it for crowd control.
Well, if you're going to set up, you're going to set a crowd into panic. It might be the opposite of it. But if you just, but I wonder if there's a sound for panic, then there's got to be the opposite sound for calm. But why not look into, if we already know this, I'm sure they've already looked into it and studied it. If you're going to communicate panic, communicate calm, why can't you do some sort of combination? A little bit of both, or some sort of combination and the waveform between the two to introduce, I don't know, whatever you want, really. Like, speak a language.
I think that's essentially what they're doing with Bluebeam, is they're getting their way by just fucking with our brains.
So it introduces calm, and it introduces panic, and then something in between, and then it just introduces the exact thoughts that they want. They can give you exactly what they want you to see.
Yeah, so this artificial thought and the communication that we were just talking about.
Yeah,
he writes that they're going to use ELF, VLF, and LF waves that will reach each person from within his or her own mind, convincing each of them that their own God is speaking to them from the very depths of their own soul.
True, got this deep feeling. It's in my guts. It's like diarrhea, but different.
Ooh. So he goes on to write, this kind of technology goes into the 70s, 80s, and 90s research where the human brain has been compared to a computer. Information is fed in, processed, integrated, and then a response is formulated and acted upon. Mind controllers manipulate information the same way a computer for grammar manipulates information. In January 1991, the University of Arizona hosted a conference entitled the NATO Advanced Research Workshop on Current and Emergent Phenomena in Biomolecular Systems. What does that mean exactly? He writes, it means this. We refer to one paper that was delivered at the conference, which stands out for its different attitude towards the development under discussion at that time. It was in effect a protest and chilling warning to the attending scientists about the potential abuse of their research findings. Now, this happened in 91. Yeah, so they're saying, whoa, this is fucking dangerous. Let's not do this.
They were warning them about it being dangerous 3 decades ago. 30 years ago. What have they done in that time besides give us faster internet so we can consume faster?
Dude, how many times have we said it on this fucking podcast alone? if the government finds out something works, they're not going to stop.
No, they're not.
Look, honestly, they probably don't give a fuck if 30% of the population dies from this.
No, that's a tolerance. That's a good tolerance.
If this works and they can talk to their fucking god, the fucking elite's god, Lucifer, who, I mean, that kind of seems like that's who they worship. If they can fuck, they don't give a shit about us, dude.
No.
They're not going to stop this. The same thing with, we were talking with the Philadelphia experiment. You know, people got hurt. People got fucked up. And the government's like, we're not doing it anymore. Don't.
It's all right. Their family's good.
You know, he fucking whispers to his neighbor like, hey, let's rename this project, okay? Let's change it up. They just fucking rename it. They're not stopping this, dude.
No. MK Ultra? It's not MK Ultra anymore.
No. It was Monarch, right? It got changed to Project Monarch, and who knows what it is now.
And they told us they shut down Blue Book. Did they?
No. No fucking way they did, nope. Dude. So at this thing, back in 91, this fucking scientist kicks the door and, oh no, you gotta stop. You know, he's holding a paper up. You gotta stop this right now. This is dangerous. They're like, kill him. Kill him with the heart attack gun.
Oh yeah. That was Manast, wasn't it? That was him, right? Because they didn't. The whole theory is that somebody or a government entity kidnapped his daughter, right?
Yeah, but so I got a little issue with this too, because I don't know. He pulled his daughter out of school.
Okay.
And was like, you know what? I don't want to learn that bullshit. I'll teach her. And they were like, all right, I can see you're going to be a little bit of a problem for us.
You're going to be one of those people. Okay. All right.
So then they end up taking his daughter. Now, they could have just taken his daughter because maybe the household wasn't fit for a child.
All right.
I didn't find any proof of that. I don't know Serge personally. Never met him. Never talked to the guy.
Sergey Manas. It's all in the name.
Fucking Sergey. That podcast needs to be deleted immediately. It's very possible that his daughter was kidnapped and never returned to him. It's also very possible the government took her because they were like, look, this is not a well-educated man. He took his daughter out of school and he's going to teach her. I don't think that's best for his daughter. Also, I do have a bit of an issue with that because it's my fucking kid. If I want to take my kid out and make him a dumbass, I'm going to take my kid out of school and make him a dumbass.
Should be your choice.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking hurt you. You're not raising him. You're not paying the bills. You're not going to support him when he's on fucking, you know, when he can't find a job and he's living in your basement. That's me. This is all me.
For now. But you are preventing him from becoming a future taxpayer.
Exactly.
You asshole.
Asshole.
But heart attack gun. Yeah?
Maybe.
Like, if they can push a thought into your head, you can get the white noise or the brown noise, panic or calm. You don't think they can just hit you with a sound wave and be like, whoop, okay, skip a heartbeat.
So I heard that the heart attack gun, it shoots, it's almost like a super thin icicle. So it,
I dig it.
It goes into you like a fucking ice needle, and then it just fucking melts and your heart stops.
You would never know.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's all sound.
Yeah, I guess we should move a little quicker here, huh?
Yeah. Are we getting there? About done, aren't we?
Well, we didn't talk about the other two steps, did we?
I think we've flowed into them.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So there's one that they're going to fake an alien invasion that's also in his writing, which I don't fucking get, dude. Like, why do that? If you're doing all this other shit, why are aliens coming in?
That just seems like overkill or like a side story. It's a filler episode of the season.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessary. Unless it throws people off so much, like, oh my God, what are we going to focus on? Are we going to focus on these aliens? Like, who am I going to save? Are we going to unite? But there's your Jesus and there's my Allah. What the fuck is going on? Just mind blown. You're just done. You just melt into a puddle and that's it.
I understand the whole possession thing, because what's going to happen is these people are going to be possessed because they're going to shoot, you know, the same technology they use to talk to, you know, your fucking deity, talk to you, you know, in your brain hole. They're going to use this to make people possessed. And then what's going to happen? The new fucking deity, who is allegedly the Antichrist, which also tells me Manast was a Christian, because
he calls
the fucking Antichrist. he's going to come in and save the fucking day. And you know how he's going to do it? They're just going to fucking turn the switch off. But it's going to look like he fucking did it. So everyone's like, oh, you know, all praise, whatever the fuck I said. What was it?
Maitreya?
Maitreya. All hail Maitreya, savior of the fucking us. And
so he just, it just turns everything off, the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to, you know, he's going to do some fucking spirit fingers and... And they're going to turn the switch off, and everyone's going to be like, oh, wait, oh my God, I was just eating that guy's throat? What the fuck? And then everyone's going to say, oh, shit, fucking Maitreya did it with his fucking spirit fingers. You know, he is here to save us, and he's not. He's not. He's here to fucking enslave you, because the fucking NWO is using this to take over the world.
He's not going to, no, there's no savior here. I don't know how some people are going to be woke, some people aren't, but is there going to be a schism between the people that are finally cleaning up their face after they ate somebody's throat and be like, oh shit, there's Maitreya. We're good. He saved us. And then the other people are like, dude, that's some bullshit. He flickered. Did you see him flicker?
Yeah, that'll be the new conspiracy theorist. I swear I saw him flicker one time. They're like, no, come on, you idiot. That's a conspiracy. Put on your tinfoil hat. You saw him flicker?
And then the team of people that somehow they've already got logos with Maitreya on them. They're just a swarm of cop-type people. Maitreya's police come in and swoop you up, take you and your tinfoil hat.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone.
So before we end this, I do want to say that Manast died 2 years after writing this. There was also another journalist who did the same sort of research and published something. Guess what happened to him?
Heart attack, dude.
I don't know what his name was. I looked. I can't find it.
Heart Attack Jones.
Fucking heart attack. Two people who reported on this had a heart attack.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if that proves anything. I don't know if that says anything to the listeners. Maybe it makes them say, okay, yeah. Maybe there's something to this. To me, I don't think this can happen. I don't think it will happen. I think they might be, maybe they're trying something.
I don't think so either. I don't think it's as cut and dry as it could be.
He wrote this in 94, dude.
Yeah, 23 years ago.
Technology was vastly different back then. Now we're connected to every single thing. We're connected to everybody.
Yeah.
I think if they were going to do it, and I also want to say, I did hear another podcast say this part, and I agreed with it. So I'm going to say it as well. I think if they were going to do it back in like 83 or like the 90s, that was their heyday. That's when they should have done it. And I fully agree.
But now we're way too connected. We're so connected, we're separated. Does that make sense?
I think they missed the boat, so to speak.
Now they're going to have to get some other creators in there to figure it out.
I think people were a lot more religious back then, to be honest with you, than they are now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because they weren't as connected.
Yeah, and also, now people are like, I saw Tupac at Coachella. How do I know that's not the same fucking thing?
Yeah, I think there's enough people that are woke.
I think they missed the boat, dude. I also had this thought the other day. This is talked about a lot.
Often, yeah.
So, and the government has to know. I guarantee you they're listening to this. Obviously. Right the fuck now. So, I mean, I'm not saying we're a big podcast by any means, but
no,
I'm sure we've said some fucking trigger words where they're listening in. through our phones or whatever. They know that people know about this, that it's not going to happen this way. If it happens, it's not happening this way, because if I see a fucking earthquake and they start uncovering religious doctrines that I'm like, yeah, I've heard this before.
Hold up. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard this story.
Listen to this episode that we just did.
So I don't think it's going to happen this way, if it happens at all.
No. They're going to have to get real creative, or something else is going to have to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, this is very, very interesting, and pretty much don't believe anything digital that you see or read is almost my take on the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. You got any other thoughts?
Yeah, not really. I mean, we covered kind of the gist of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you got some thoughts on Project Bluebeam, or if you want to tell us how much of a dumbass we are about this religion or that religion, because we probably fucked up the Muslim stuff.
There's a very good chance I fucked that up. And it wasn't meant disrespectfully or anything like that. It just, you know, I go by what I hear. I don't research it, because
it's a matter of ignorance.
It would be like me researching Buddhism. I don't, because that's not what I believe in, so I just don't.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
No. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter. I kind of don't want to give out the email right now, because we're still going through some spam shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know what happened there. Bonkers. Instagram. Yeah. Send us a message on Instagram, too.
Yeah, if you want some dirt merch, go to myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird, or you can go to tpublic.com/bringontheweird, or tpublic.com and search Bring on the Weird.
Right.
If you want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/bringontheweird. You can be a $1 member a month, and you get a shout out. $2 a month gets you the shout out, the early episodes. You get them a day early with
ready?
No ads. How about
no
that?
No ads.
$5 a month gets you all that shit, plus a fucking sticker. How about that?
Oh, yeah, dude.
For only $5. You can't even buy a sticker for $5 at the store. Try to go to some store and buy a sticker for $5. A quality sticker like this. Good luck.
Nope.
Shit.
Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.